Hey there, theme park fans. I'm Dan from ThemeParkNut.com, and this is Nuts About Theme Parks, the weekly theme park podcast where we run through all the theme park news of the week in a little bit more detail. Today is November the 5th, so let's get cracking. Two of America's biggest amusement park companies have announced their merger this week, which is pretty massive news, if you ask me. Cedar Fair and Six Flags are coming together. The combined company is going to be worth more than $3.5 billion. It's going to boast 27 amusement parks, 15 water parks, and 9 resort properties in the US, Canada, and Mexico. Now, it's going to be taken over, well, they have dubbed this a merger of equals, which is an interesting statement because that's rarely the case in corporate mergers. But, you know, maybe in this case, these are quite similar organizations. The Cedar Fair CEO, Richard Zimmerman, is going to become the president and CEO of the combined company with Salim Basal, I think his name is, apologies if I've pronounced that incorrectly, who is the current president of and CEO of Six Flags. He's going to become the executive chairman. So it's going to be very interesting to see some of, particularly like Cedar Point, some of the more well-known Cedar Fair parks. Are they going to get Six Flags branding? Are we going to see Six Flags Cedar Point? Or are we just going to continue to get sort of a mixture of parks? But makes them a pretty formidable force in the amusement park industry in the US in particular. Now, we've got a couple more stories about Six Flags, so I figure why not make this a big Six Flag episode today? So let's do all the stuff for them at the start. Six Flags Magic Mountain this week announced the official groundbreaking for its new solar carport. Now, when this is complete, the solar array is going to be a 12.37 megawatt solar array, which is absolutely massive. And apparently there'll be enough energy storage and obviously enough solar power being generated that it can offset 100% of the park's energy usage, which is pretty extraordinary because theme parks really go through a lot of power, particularly with some of the sort of launch coasters and things that a lot of coaster parks, flat parks like Six Flags tend to have. They use a lot of power. So to be able to have, you know, essentially a solar carport that offsets all that energy, a pretty good deal. I am amazed that none of the Australian parks have done that. I think that's largely because they see their car parks as opportunities for expansion. But, you know, Dreamworld's car park absolutely bakes in sun. So if there was some way they could convert half of that even into a solar farm, you know, they'd have to make an absolute killing out of it and save a fortune and save the environment, right? Because it's renewable energy, so it's a really good thing. But obviously it's a lot of cost. Like putting in a 12.37 megawatt solar array is no walk in the park. But yeah, good on Six Flags Magic Mountain for doing that. Now, two other Six Flags parks, Six Flags Fiesta Texas and Six Flags Over Georgia, are both opening an identical coaster this weekend. The coaster is called Kid Flash Cosmic Coaster. It's the first installations of the Peasgetty Bowl, a single rail racing coaster built by Skyline Attractions. It looks really cool. And I think Kid Flash is a really good theme for this kind of coaster. I think it's pretty funny that Australia's building a Flash coaster at the moment. Buildings are relocating is really what's happening. And it's basically a pipeline surf coaster, and it doesn't go that fast, and it doesn't go very far, and it's, yeah, not exactly what you should be doing for the, doesn't fit with the Flash, where this little coaster is themed to Kid Flash, but it does go fast. So it's a kid's coaster that goes fast. It's almost perfect theming for this sort of thing, you know, and the lights and things that look like they're coming with this ride look really, really cool. So some cool little rides coming to Six Flags Fiesta Texas and Six Flags Over Georgia this week. Elsewhere in the world, SeaWorld San Diego is breaking ground on its 2024 attraction this week. The attraction is called Jewels of the Sea, a jellyfish experience. I'm probably going to mention anytime news comes up about the jellyfish experience that's coming to SeaWorld San Diego, because I kind of really like the jellyfish experience that's at SeaWorld in Australia. It's really cool. Like, the first time in there, it totally got me in terms of all its optical illusions and reflections and that sort of stuff. But yeah, I still enjoy going in there now that I know how it all works. I think jellyfish are very weird animals and really interesting to look at. And you put some pretty lights on them and they do look pretty cool. Elsewhere, what else have we got here? Walt Disney World shared a promo video this week for their new upcoming nighttime show at Epcot called Luminous, the Symphony of Us. It is going to feature, along with a whole bunch of Disney songs that were announced, a brand new song, which was actually featured in this promo video. The song is called the Heartbeat Symphony. I've definitely heard people rightly point out that it's not really a symphony, it's more of a ballad, and there's not really a lot of orchestration going on here, but that's probably nitpicking. I mean, this is modern Disney, so the word symphony is very lightly used here, but they're trying to say it's all the musics of the world combined. That kind of thing is the idea of this Luminous show. So look, good song. Epcot spectaculars have been interesting of late, so we all wait to see what this one's going to be. Interestingly, but slightly unrelated, I believe, unless I see or hear a rumor that's different, there was a statement, let's say it was a statement this week, by a Disney executive who is heavily involved. Actually, he's in charge of Disney's live entertainment parades and nighttime shows. A guy called Stephen Davidson, who was on a panel talking about the Behind the Attractions Disney Plus show. He said that drones are the next thing we should expect to see coming to Disney's parks. he said, they're kind of a new thing. We're doing lots of work in that. So all I'm going to say is there's more to come. Now, we have seen a fair bit out of Paris, funnily enough, doing drone shows over there that have been particularly impressive. We haven't seen a lot in anywhere else in the world. I can't believe Tokyo hasn't done anything with a drone show yet, but that's got to be coming in the next 6 months. I don't know, maybe for the opening of the new land in Tokyo Disney Sea, they might do a drone show or something like that. But hey, yeah, all I'm saying is there are scenes in Tangled where there are floating lights that might work quite well with the drones. Anyway, let's move on. But it is cool to have someone high up in Disney's entertainment, like Stephen Davidson, basically saying, yeah, drones are great. A lot of people have said that drones would make a lot of sense at Disneyland, where they're having constant issues with the local council and similar surrounding residents groups about noise pollution, because drones can be used fairly quietly. However, they obviously would have to use it over safe airspace. Something like Epcot obviously has a bit more safe airspace because they can fly it over the top of the water, and if a drone fails, it'll just pop into the water and they can fish it out later on. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see where we start to see drones first. Paris has a bit of an advantage in that they've got some empty fields out the back that they can have things flying over, where Anaheim doesn't really have any empty space. So it would be interesting to see what happens there. Elsewhere around the world, what have we got here? The Tokyo Disney Resort has reported increased attendance at their properties for the first 6 months of Earl C's fiscal year. That's not really surprising, let's face it. They had very much last year a visitor cap in place, so that they were often sold out. And this year they haven't been sold out as much, but clearly crowds have been higher. And they're seeing a 40% increase over the same term last year, with a total of 12.5 million visitors. Interestingly, 1.6 million of them are international guests visiting from outside Japan. And I can sympathize with that because I myself am very soon going to be an outside guest who is visiting Tokyo Disney Resort because it is a phenomenal resort. I can't wait to go there, I must tell you. Now, our final news story this week is about some construction photos. I don't often talk about construction photos, but we got a little bit on the theme parks forums this week. There was some construction photos of the Six Flags Kidja construction site, which we don't hear a whole lot about. We know there's a massive terrain roller coaster, they're calling it, that is likely to be the fastest, tallest, highest, longest, everythingest roller coaster in the world when it's built, called Falcon's Flight. I nearly called it Falcon's Fury, but that's the one in Orlando that is not a roller coaster. Falcon's Flight is what's being constructed at Six Flags Kidja, and it looks pretty crazy. If the rumors are true and the construction photos are accurate, which is always a gamble, that particular area of the world, there is a lot of news that doesn't always see the light of day. Like, there have been numerous parks that have been announced around there that have never come to fruition. This one definitely looks like it's on track, right? So it is really fascinating to see that. And there are also rumors that we might be about to see roller coaster trains for this mammoth coaster. So there is an upcoming IAPA Expo, and there are some teasers going around. I'm not going to name names, but there's some teasers going around on a couple of manufacturers' sites, one of which we know is involved with the Six Flags Kidja Park and could well be showing us glimpses at the Falcon's Flight roller coaster train, which would be pretty cool. Anytime we get the fastest, longest, coolest, whateverest roller coaster, there's always some big hype around that. So it will be really, really interesting. I can't imagine that park will ever be on my bucket list. It's not an area of the world that I'm dying to go to like I am to, say, Japan. But look, theme park enthusiasts are always interested when world records are being broken. So we will see what we see from Six Flags Kidja over the next year or so, basically. And that is it for this week's Nuts About Theme Parks. We'll be back next week with more theme park news, so tune in for that. In the meantime, you can check us out on X at Theme Park Nut, although I'm on there less than I used to be. Or you can check us out on Threads or Instagram at Theme Park Nut Insta. We're also on YouTube and TikTok, where we do theme park news in a nutshell every week, which is all of this news, but in just a minute. Much, much, much faster. Until next time, cheers.